Welcome back, everybody. It is the last segment of the day, so join us, 855-752-4842. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. In case you're a Hoops fan, as both I and Tom are, a wee bit of breaking news. Both the University of Wisconsin-Madison and Marquette University men's basketball teams chalking up, putting some W's on the board today. That's good news. I'm not super hopeful for the for March Madness, Tom. Are you?
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's good to see them win their first conference tournament game. So that's always good, right? Because when you lose that first conference game, you go into the tournament because they'll both be in it, but you go in sort of hamstrung a little bit. So I'm excited to see that. Yep.
You want some momentum entering into March Madness for sure. Yep. Also, a bit of breaking news off of X. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat of New York, apparently was talking pretty loudly during the Senate Democratic Caucus lunch this afternoon, making the case against Dems allowing the government to shut down. That is pretty interesting. Maybe shouting about it, not the best approach. We've got our good friend Jeff from Superior on the line. Jeff, what would you like to say this afternoon, sir?
Well, you'll be happy to know, Maggie, that I'm in Spooner right now and on the main street with Maple here, Highway 63 and Maple. All four corners are covered by people supporting Crawford. They're holding placards saying they're against Doge. I mean, it's everything you're saying. You got people here in Spooner, Wisconsin, amplifying your message.
Well, those would be probably residents of Spooner, would be my guess.
Yes. I don't know that they're amplifying my message. They're amplifying their voices, and I applaud them for that. Yes. Political engagement, no matter what your politics, is always a plus for democracy. Jeff, what's your thought or comment question this afternoon?
My thought, and I know we can't elaborate on this, but I'm honestly thinking that this Trump administration is it's a reset. It's, you know, the balance of power is swinging to the right. Because for the past 100 years since Woodrow Wilson and the founding of the Federal Reserve, our bureaucracy has grown too big. It's actually not constitutional. If we went back to a president with a cabinet with a reasonable amount of government federal employees, I think people would be happier with their liberties. That's the only thing I want to say. But it doesn't mean I'm right. I just appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, Jeff, because that's an opinion. But I would say the success of this country from, I would say, about 1935 to 1980 was predicated on the fact that we taxed the people who could afford to pay for the growth of the infrastructure that created the American dream. And, you know, our recent aldermanic candidate we just had on talked about A.O. Smith. And A.O. Smith, the closing of A.O. Smith in the early 90s left a hole in the city of Milwaukee that is yet to be filled. And there's no amount of government sending or anything else right now that's changing that. But do you believe in a safety net? Do you believe that people should have the chance, no matter where they're born, to be able to pursue the American dream? Or do you believe in a birthright to say that wherever you're born is where you're going to end up? Because studies show over and over again that economically that's the case.
Yeah, and I also, let's just accept, Tom, as for argument's sake, that we have a federal government that's too large and efficiency improvements should happen. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so the question becomes how? And how do you do that without placing people in harm's way? And I don't mean just the federal worker. I can make a case on the law that we have civil service rules and laws for a reason. It's to avoid political patronage and favor trading and all of the corruption that I think we can agree is bad in government. But the way to achieve, I think, renewed faith in government isn't this way. It has to be done legally. It has to be done through meaningful audits. It has to be done through Congress.
Right.
That Donald Trump isn't proceeding in that way, that it's not deliberate, it's not intentional, it doesn't involve the legislature. I think shows tips the hat a bit
right
to what the actual objective is. And it's not a functional, more efficient, more effective federal government.
It is not.
It's a federal government that serves the wealthiest people in this country by removing the sorts of regulations that help protect regular people, by shrinking the tax burden for billionaires and placing the funding obligation for the entirety of federal government on the backs of working people and middle class.
Yeah. And also, Maggie, you already know this, right? We should be talking percentages, not raw dollars, right? Because obviously the size of the country has grown substantially in the last 100 years. The amount of money in circulation has grown substantially. One of the keys I look at is federal government spending as a percentage of GDP and then revenue as a percentage of GDP. Those numbers went sideways under G.W. Bush and have been sideways ever since because Republicans insist on cutting taxes. So they're below the 20% threshold, which you would need to create a stable amount of revenue coming in to keep the programs that we've done running. So they're creating an artificial situation.
Fiscal crisis.
Yeah, which is only because they've cut taxes too much. And when you talk about balancing the budget, you have to consider both sides. And I would love to see
revenues and expenditures.
I would love to see one conservative talk about that, because if we're running it like a business always talks about revenue and expenses.
And when Tom says they've cut taxes too much, let's be clear here. They've cut taxes too much
for the wealthy.
For billionaires, yes. 100 millionaires, right. And the wealthiest corporations. Tax code is an expression of our values as Americans. We can support small businesses and growing businesses. We can support the middle class and people that are willing to work hard. And we can do that by creating a fair tax code. We don't have it today. What are we going to do about it? I'll be back tomorrow to discuss more with each and every one of you. My thanks to Tom and you all for listening. That's going to do it for me this afternoon. Stay tuned. Dom Salvi is up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.